You're listening to Song Exploder, a podcast where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. This episode is sponsored by Texture. Texture is an app that's like Netflix for magazines. With one subscription to Texture, you get access to the world's most popular magazines on your phone or tablet. You can download entire issues of magazines like The New Yorker or Wired or lots of other titles. You can also... Song Exploder is supported by Squarespace. Whether you need a landing page, a gallery, a professional blog, or an online store, you can do it all with your Squarespace website. It's easy to get it up and running and looking sharp right away. You don't need to know any code, and you don't need to mess with any plugins. You can just add and arrange your content. Or if you're like me, and you're someone who wants to mess with the code, you can do that too. So start your free trial today at squarespace.com/exploder and get 10% off your first purchase. BoJack Horseman is a Netflix original series, an animated comedy about a washed-up 90s sitcom star who's trying to figure out his life and career. The track wasn't written for the show originally. It was just something that Patrick and Ralph made without knowing what it was for. In this episode, the two of them break down how the song was created and how it went from their long-distance collaboration to become the main title theme.
I'm Patrick Carney, the drummer for the Black Keys, and I produced and co-wrote the theme song to BoJack Horseman with my uncle Ralph.
This is Ralph Carney, the uncle of Patrick Carney. I played some instruments on that BoJack theme.
We've been sending stuff back and forth to Letterman in probably like 87.
It was 88, but that's okay.
Ralph was more of like an influence than someone I learned to play music with.
I came back in 2008 specifically to record some stuff with you, and I remember you're like, let's do a MySpace page right now.
I think it might still be up
there. It's still there.
I built a studio at my house in Nashville, and basically the theme from BoJack was just the first thing I recorded in the studio. It was more of a test, make sure everything worked well. The first thing I did was I just built a click track. Controlling a synthesizer externally with a different like electronic source. The Jupiter 4 is a cool keyboard and it has like old weird presets. The whole sound of that is from glitching out the clock. It moves in that way because I have so much volume, I think, going into the CV input from a Pro Tools click track that it's just totally glitching it out. And the next thing I added to it was the drums. So the way I do drums typically is I record like a very... The thing after that was this distorted rhythm guitar kind of call and response thing that I recorded it in mono, and then I took the pan pot and went left to right. I love to collaborate on music. I prefer it. I hate working by myself. The fact that I had even bothered to structure something and like
put it on, and I just look around in my room, I go, there's a tenor sax right there. And then there are a couple of rhythmic things that, like I said, oh, that's kind of a cool little riff. There's that one, or bop, bop, bop. I basically would find something that seemed like a riff and then double it or triple it. And I sort of like beefed up some of the parts, like they were written out horn parts, you know? And then I added bass trombone and baritone sax. Had this isolated that as like a solo instrument. And kind of like the Simpsons, Lisa Simpson, Barry sax.
The thing about the sax, I mean, the saxophone like in rock and roll has such a bad rap. But I mean, it is like, it can supplement a human voice, I think, so well. it is why it's such an important instrument when it comes to jazz and stuff like that. I mean, Ralph has such good instincts, and everything he plays is interesting, you know. A couple of days later, I got...
Right, and I'm one of the executive producers on the show. Every part of BoJack Horseman had been sort of, well, what's our dream? And during the casting process, it was sort of, what's our dream for BoJack? And I was like, Will Arnett. And we got Will Arnett. And then I was like, who's our dream for Todd? Aaron Paul. And we got Aaron Paul. And we started to realize that we had something special, and we started making the show and working on the main title. It felt like, okay, what are we going to do? It's going to be very special. It's going to be very, you know, emblematic of the show. And it felt like, well, it's worked all along from this point. Let's go for what would be our dream. And for me personally, I've always been, and it has a dark side to it. When we heard the original track, we knew immediately that it worked. It just captured the tone so well. When you hear the saxophone and you hear the dreamlike quality of the piece, I think it was something that immediately we weren't looking for, but we knew it was right when we heard it. We showed it to the team at Netflix and said, we think that we have our main title, and we think this is going to be very special, and we think this is going to brand the show and identify right out of the bat, like, tell the fans and tell people this is what the show is.
That was just really like one of those lucky breaks.
The main title sequence for BoJack Horseman, where this song appears in each episode, is about 55 seconds long. The music is edited to fit the length, but the original version that they made is actually about 4.5 minutes long, with sections that are never heard on the show. So now, here's the BoJack Horseman theme by Patrick Carney, featuring Ralph Carney, in its entirety. Buy the full-length version of this song, and you can see the show's main title sequence. Song Exploder is sponsored by FreshBooks. FreshBooks makes really easy-to-use cloud accounting software that saves you tons of time and helps you get paid faster. If you're self-employed, like I am, FreshBooks is a great solution for accounting for freelancers and small business owners. FreshBooks helps you manage your invoices and payments all in one place. And FreshBooks is offering the first month totally free to Song Exploder listeners right now. Go to freshbooks.com/exploder and enter Song Exploder in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's freshbooks.com/exploder. You can find all the past and future episodes